Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So last Thursday, it was Ascension Day, and it is lovely to get to celebrate the day together with you all on this Sunday. The day when Jesus leaves his disciples, ascending up to heaven, taken away by a cloud. Now, how do we celebrate that? Well, in Sweden, Ascension Day is a holiday. Suddenly, just when summer starts to arrive, you have a first day off work. And there is often a service early in the morning. Many churches still have the service outdoors because you're supposed to get out early in the morning on Ascension Day to try and see if you can hear the first cuckoo singing, a sign of summer. The service is therefore called Cuckoo Morning Mass. Otherwise, there are no instructions in how to celebrate the day. And this year, even if we wanted to celebrate Ascension Day, in some way, we are quite restricted. And I think the Ascension Day first day in Sweden is to be compared with the bank holiday weekend we now have here. You feel that summer is on its way and you should do something. But here we are in a Ascension bank holiday weekend that probably is different to many of us this year. But I would like to share something with you. Having celebrated Ascension Day ever since I was a child, having celebrated it with a day that gives us a break from normal routines, gives a taste of summer and freedom like a bank holiday, I can't recall one single Ascension Day when the weather was bad. Every single Ascension Day I remember, the sun has been shining. And so it did last Thursday. Did you notice? And I felt very strongly how lovely it was that in these strange and worrying times, at least one thing was as it has always been. Maybe you have experienced something similar lately. A comforting relief over that at least something is like it has always been. The sun was shining on Ascension Day, just as it should. It truly felt like a blessing.